When I was young, days felt so long, and time seemed so slow in passing. I used to listen to my father talk of all the places he'd been, and dream that I'd travel the world myself, that I'd someday get to walk the streets of London and New York, swim in half a dozen oceans, write poems, and sing beautiful songs, that I'd always have in my purse a few shillings more than I could spend, and would be swept away in gales of love by someone tall, handsome, and strong in all the ways I desired. I did get to savour love, and even if I had to make do with paddling in streams instead of seas, and never travelled further down the road than Killarney, I still got to see and experience plenty of the world, more than my fill, some might say. It might not have been the life I'd have wished for as a girl, but we hold on to what happiness we find. And now, with my end in sight, and the clock shedding its hours and days faster than I can count, I've come to understand that there's peace in acceptance. Happiness for me now is in belonging. I live just a stone's throw from the house in which I was born, with my daughter Gina and her husband Liam, a quiet type, one of those who seems born to work hard, and who keeps the home fires burning with long night shifts in one of the factories at Ringaskiddy. And I have my grandsons to occupy my time, Bill, who's 7 now, and Martin, our newest arrival, named for my father's mother's people. My other children aren't far, and we remain close-knit. And I have my village, a place of so many pasts, all interwoven, and where, soon enough now, they'll lay me down. I sometimes think I should be frightened about dying, but I'm not. I've watched so many go, and find comfort in knowing that I'm to take the same road. If it leads nowhere, then that's all right. But if there's a chance of maybe seeing them again, my loved ones, my husband Dinsey, and my father and mother and all the rest, then who wouldn't want that? The afterlife, whatever you want to call it, will either be or it won't. And either way, I'll be once again with my people, whether that's in heaven or simply down in the same piece of ground.